With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz says he believes the Secret Service has been forthcoming about security failures around President Trump's July rally, but the FBI, in his opinion, is not cooperating with lawmakers.
The FBI, on the other hand, is completely stonewalling this task force. It has not been forthcoming. I would love to see Director Ray and Secretary Mayorkas have a press conference like the Secret Service just did. We still know virtually nothing about Crooks, the shooter in Butler, about his encrypted accounts, how he learned to build those IEDs.
The Ukrainian president will visit the U.S. this week to present what he calls his victory plan in Ukraine's war against Russia. The White House confirms that Zelensky will meet with President Biden Thursday. Zelensky's spokesman says the Ukrainian president also wants to meet with GOP presidential candidate President Trump, but a meeting has not been confirmed. Also at SRNnews.com, new problems for the new UK Labour Party.
Britain's Labour Party is gathering for its annual conference amid a rocky start in power and a scandal over clothes. Whilst the annual Labour Party conference should be a time to celebrate their landslide victory in the recent UK elections, Prime Minister Keir Starmer has a lot to worry about. His government is facing a reckoning with a battered economy and an electorate impatient for change. The mood among Labour members gathering in Liverpool has been further dampened by a storm over Starmer's acceptance of freebies at a time when millions of people are struggling with the cost of living. Karen Chavas, London.
Hezbollah launches more than 100 rockets across a wider and deeper area of northern Israel. On social media, evangelical leader Johnny Moore said, quote, "Another barrage of Hezbollah rockets at Nazareth, the hometown of Jesus, a town which is 70% Muslim and 30% Christian." This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for your mental health, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Institute for Family Studies finds that young adults who view porn frequently are more likely to feel lonely and suffer from depression. A control group of people who did not look at pornography had much better mental health. A growing number of states are passing laws designed to keep children from accessing porn and getting hooked on it. The major online pornographers, including Pornhub, are fighting any and all restrictions in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some churches are launching new Christian schools on their campuses, seeking to give parents more education options that align with religious values. State school voucher programs are not the driving reason, but they are making the startup process easier. In Florida, Ohio, and other states, there is now a greater availability of taxpayer funding to pay for K-12 private school tuition. This is SRN News. An educational opportunity for the nation's inmates.
A top supplier of digital devices for U.S. prisons is launching a new program to help incarcerated individuals earn a high school diploma by using the company's tablets. The expansion in virtual education could hold promise for inmates, many of whom lack basic literacy skills. Digital devices can help prisons continue offering programming, even when volunteers can't enter, such as during security lockdowns. But some advocates warn shortcomings with prison technology remain. Tablets are designed to have limited functionality due to security concerns. John Scott reports.
Aerospace engineers at Boeing say they won't agree to a furlough during the machinist strike, Boeing requiring non-union employees to take an unpaid week off each month during the strike. More details at srnnews.com.